Book of Matthew this morning, chapter number 7 is where we'll be at this morning, Matthew chapter number 7, and we'll begin reading in verse number 13. Not knowing, man, if you knew where I was this morning and the mess that I'm in, I have battled the spirit since about Thursday. I mean, battled the spirit since Thursday. I got messages all in my Bible. Last night I went out to my study. I don't know where I was going. I don't know. But the Lord said, this is what I want you to preach. I said, I want confirmation. This morning, Brother Jerry Gabby, before he ever started off, Lord used him to give me confirmation exactly what I needed at that time. My hands are freezing cold. My throat's got a lump in it. My feet are froze. The Holy Ghost is in the house this morning. The Holy Spirit of God is in here this morning. And I just want to preach maybe 15 minutes. Is that okay? I mean, I've preached enough overtime. Surely I can get a 15-minute one every once in a while. Amen? But if the Holy Ghost sat down, just bear with me. Amen? If he don't, we'll just go on to the house. But if he does, we'll let him have his way. Amen? This morning, I want you to beware. I want you to get there. Beware. This morning, if you're struggling and you got something going on or you just need a touch this morning, I want you to beware. I want you to be alert. I want you to be cautious. I want you to be on cue this morning. I want you to listen this morning. I don't want you to hear from your pastor. I want you to hear from heaven. And this morning, I want you to be aware of three things. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 13. I want you to be aware this morning as your pastor. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 13, but here's what the Bible says, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many be which go thereafter, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few, catch that. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few are on that road. If we went out this morning in the community we live in and we walked amongst it and we visited people and we asked them, was they born again? They'd tell you that they're saved, but there's not nothing in their life proves that they've been born again. Folks, this morning, I'm trying to tell you that the way is straight and there are few that be on that straight road this morning. The Bible says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth good fruit is hewn down or cut down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then, this is Jesus talking, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, there it is. There it is, Father. That's what you wanted me to preach. That's what you wanted to loosen my tongue, and that's what you wanted to loosen my mind this morning. There it is. Father, I spoke what you've given me to spoke to this group of people this morning. Lord, to this congregation this morning, you knew who would be here. And Lord, there it is. And Father, I pray you take your way. Oh, I pray you take your will. Oh, I pray you take your word. And I pray from heaven, Father, that you would just entwine it into somebody's heart this morning. Lord, I pray for the lost man this morning. Lord, I pray you'd move on him. Lord, I pray you'd sit down this morning. Lord, I pray this morning that your will be done. Lord, I pray this morning that you'd hide me behind the cross. I pray this morning I be not seen, but you be high and lifted up. Father, I thank you for the sweet touch of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I thank you this morning, Father, that your will can be done. And Lord God, I pray this morning when we leave, we can say that it's been good to be in the house of God. Lord, this morning we must be aware, we must be alert that what we talk about every Sunday, Father, it's either life or death. Father God, it's eternity, where we're going to spend eternity. Father God, your word says this morning that narrow is the way. And Father, this morning I pray this church stays on the narrow way. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, and I thank you for my salvation this morning. That's in Jesus Christ. I love you and I thank you in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all the believers said, amen and amen. You must be seated. This morning as I come as your pastor, I say you must be aware this morning of three things. I want you to be aware. I want you to be alert. And I want you to be concerned this morning. And number one, we find in the text this morning that we must be aware of false paths. I'm talking about wrong paths that won't lead in the right direction. I'm talking about wrong paths this morning. This morning you know that if you're on the wrong path, and you know if you're on the wide path, and you know if you're on the path that lead it to destructions. Friends, I got good news this morning that even though that there's a wrong path and there's a path that leads to destructions, that there is a right path. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning I want you to know I'm talking about a straight path. I'm talking about a path this morning that we must get on. Hey, this world will tell you about a false path. It'll tell you about a path that, hey, you can just do anything you want to do and live any way you want to live. Hey, this morning I got good news. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and you've been saved, you ought not be on that old path, and you must not be on that false path. You must be on that straight path this morning. You know what? This morning, the majority of the world that we live in is on that false path. The Bible says, he says, enter you in at the straight gate. He said, because there is a wide gate in the world that we live in. And all of these evangelists will tell you that, hey, all you have to do is just do what this and that and this and that. Hey, the Bible says that if you want to get off of that wide path and you want to get on a straight path, it must come through the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. The Bible says, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate that, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. This morning, if your life is full of destruction and it's full of all kind of things and you need to get off of that old path, I got good news this morning that the altar's open. Hey, the altar's open this morning and God is in the saving business. He's in the healing business this morning. He said, get off of that false path and get on the right path this morning. Hey, if we went out in this community and we asked people and we said, do you know where you'll go when you die? And they say, I'll go to heaven. But there's not nothing in their life that would show evidence that they was born again. Friends, I got good news for you this morning. They're probably on the wrong path. They probably let some preacher tell them, hey, you're saved and you're okay. This morning, this book, it is the roadmap this morning. It is the straight way. It is the narrow way this morning. And this morning, many, I want you to know, are on the wrong path. Hey, but as your pastor, I want you and I to be on the straight path. I want us to be on the narrow path. Hey, don't everything go. Hey, don't everything go in the world we live in. Hey, if the Bible says it's wrong, it must be wrong. Amen. Can I say to you, it not must be, it is wrong this morning. Hey, the Bible says we must beware of false paths. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Hey, that narrow path this morning. A lot of people will say, hey, your preacher is narrow-minded. Hey, your preacher is too conservative. Hey, he's too this and too that. Friends, this morning I must not be wide open. I must not have a wide mind. I must be narrow-minded because the Bible says narrow is the way this morning. If the book says it this morning, we must stick with it. Amen. And we must beware of them false paths. This morning I want you to know, in my life when I got saved, I didn't need to rededicate my life. I needed to be born again. Amen. Hey, this morning there's a lot of folks, they're on the wrong path and they want to get right, and all they'll do is say, I've rededicated my life, and they've never dedicated it to Jesus. Amen. Oh, he says this morning that we must beware. Number one, of a false path. A false path that won't lead you in the right direction. I'm reminded of a story one time that was told. It was told about Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln was there in the Oval Office. And he had a son. And said there was this young man. He was out on the park bench. And we're talking about a false path. He tried every way he could to get in and see President Lincoln. Everywhere he tried to get in, he wanted to see a President Lincoln. He had a brother that was on death row. And he wanted to go to talk to the president. And he sat out on a park bench there. And he was squalling his eyes out and said, this man walked by and said, sir, can I help you? Is there something wrong? He said, I need to get to see the president. I need to get to where he's at. And that man looked at him and said, well, come on, go with me. And said he got in with him and they went straight to the White House. And they walked through security. And walked right through the front door. Hey, they walked right through where everybody was at. And they walked straight into the Oval Office. And when he opened up the door, there sat President Lincoln. And when he looked up, he said, son, can I help you? Hey, I got good news this morning. If you want to get to God, it'll have to come through the Son, Jesus. It'll have to come through the Son. The only way you can escort in on the straight way is through the blood of Jesus. Amen. You be careful this morning about the false paths in the life that we live in. Amen. Be careful about false paths. Turn around and don't drown. Get off them false paths. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few that's on that narrow road. He said the broad road is full of people. Let me give you the second thing this morning as we move right along. Number one, beware of false paths. If you're on the false path this morning, get off of it and get on the right path. Get on the right path this morning. Get on that right path. Number two, beware of false prophets. Not only false paths, but false prophets. Not everybody that stands behind a sacred dais is a man of God. Listen to me this morning. I'm not throwing stones at nobody. I'm just preaching, thus saith the Word of God. The Word of God said you must beware of false paths and you must beware of false prophets or false preachers that'll tell you that you can live in sin and you can live it up and have a heyday, and there'll come a day in your life that you'll leave this life and heaven will be your home. Friends, this morning there's a change in a person's life. They're not who they used to be. I told them this last Wednesday night. How do I know what I'm saying? There's been a change and there's been a continuation. I'm not who I used to be. There's been a continuation, a continual change every day of my life. And I tell you that same thing. He says this morning, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. They're dressed up, but they're in sheep clothing. Amen. Hey, they come in amongst you and they get right where you're at. And if you're not careful, you'll think they're telling you the truth and they're telling you a lie. They're telling you a heresy. This morning, I want this church to be aware, number one, of a false path. But I want this church, number two, to be aware of false prophets. You make sure this morning what you listen to and who you listen to. Bible says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You know what they want to do? They want to tear the congregation up. They want to tear the church up. They want to divide the church of God. They want to divide it up this morning. Friends, this morning I want you to know, if you're on the right path this morning, you'll know when it's a false prophet that stands among you. He says this, you shall know them by their fruits. Amen. He said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Do they gather these? He said, this morning, what I want you to know is there's going to be a change. There's going to be a difference when you get off that broad way and get on that narrow way. When you get on that narrow way, there's going to be a difference in a person's life. I'd ask you this. Is there any difference in your life on Monday than it is on Sunday? Is there any difference in your life? Had there been any difference in your life since you come to an altar and you ask Jesus to come in your heart and you get up and you walk right back out? Has there been any difference? Has there been any change? This morning there must be a change in a man's life. He must get off that false path and he must be aware of false prophets. Look what he says in verse 17. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. A good tree is going to bring forth good fruit. Amen? A good tree is going to bring forth good fruit. You don't know if you got something. But James, you don't know if you got a hold of something. Amen? You'll know, ain't nobody got to tell you that you get a hold of something. Hey, this week, I want you to know this week, man, I tell you what, I didn't know what I got a hold of, but I knew I got a hold of something. Can I get a witness? Hey, this week, I woke up one morning, and I seen something red on my legs, and I told Brandy, I said, what's going on with my legs? And she looks, I don't know, what you done got into? I said, I don't know what I've got into, but I've got into something. And as the week went on and it rocked on there, it got redder and redder and itchier and on down and on down, and I got into poison oak. You know what? Nobody had to tell me I got in it. I done knew I got in it. It done got all over me. This morning, as your pastor, I don't have to tell you that you done got into something this week. It may be all over you. I come in and tell you this morning, though, you be careful with them false paths that you walk down and that you stay around. And you be careful with them false prophets that's among you this morning. Look what the Bible says. I want to share it with you. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. This morning, what are we producing? What are we producing this morning? And a good tree cannot bring fruit forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. A man that is saved is going to bring forth good fruit. They're going to do it. Man, woman, boy, or girl, if you're saved, you're going to bring forth good fruit. If only thing you're producing is bad fruit, get saved. Get saved. Get born again. Get washed. Get off that path. Get away from that. Get on that right path. He says, "It's in every tree that bringeth forth good fruit is hewn down. Not forth good fruit is hewn down. And he's cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruit shall you know them." By their fruit shall ye know them. I'm going to give you the third thing this morning. Not only this morning, you be aware of false paths. You be aware of false paths. Well, I'm saved, preacher. I'm going to heaven. And deep down in your heart, you knew if you died today, hell would be your home. But just because of who's sitting beside you and who's elbow to elbow with you, you won't get up from where you're at and get into an altar and do business with God. I've battled this all week long, boy. Let me tell you, last night I was sick as a dog. I was eating Rolaids and Tums. I was eating everything. I knew it was a spiritual battle. I mean, I knew it was spiritual, Brother J.D. You know what I'm saying? I done ate some ribs and some Bluebell ice cream. I knew it couldn't be nothing else. Wasn't no bad sickness. It was just a Holy Ghost sickness that was on me. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Got in the prayer room a while ago and the Holy Ghost come down. Whoa, glory. And let me just tell you this. Be careful with false paths, false prophets. But thirdly, and I hope everybody pays attention to this, you be careful about a false profession. You be careful with a false path. You be careful with false prophets. But you make sure that you've not made a false profession that Jesus Christ is your Lord. You make sure it ain't that you know Him. You make sure He knows you. You make sure He knows you. You say, "Well, I've done all this in His name. What good's that going to do you or I? It ain't going to do me a bit of good." You make sure that it ain't been a false profession. You make sure that you've not went to some altar and knelt down just because of any other reason, but because the only reason a man should be saved is the pull of the Holy Ghost. Want to be saved from his sins, repent, and turn to God. You know what repentance is? It's a change of mind. Your mind's changed. I'm wrong, God's right. I'm wrong and God's right. It's been a change. There's been something changed. There's been something different. And the Holy Ghost has done that in my life. He says, as you make sure it's not a false profession. Make sure you've not made a false profession. Beware of it. Beware of it. A saved man won't do what he used to do. A saved man won't dabble where he used to dabble. He'll dabble. He won't do that. A saved man won't get off over there in left field. He won't do that. He may wander over there, but he can't stay. That grass won't feed him over there. The Bible says, verse 21, you make sure on your false profession. And that's where God's brought me this morning. If you're on the wrong path, it may be because there's been a false profession. You don't know how many people I run into on a weekly basis and ask them, do they know Jesus as their Lord and Savior? And they say, yes. I say, where do you attend church? I don't attend church. Okay. And you get in there talking with them, and there's nothing that says they're born again. There's nothing that points that way. And I say, well, how do you know that you're born again? How do you know that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus? Well, one time when I was a kid, the preacher told me, be careful with false prophets. The preacher told me I was good, and the preacher told me I was okay. Can I tell you something this morning? I don't have the authority to tell you you're good, and I don't have the authority to tell you you're okay. And I'm going to show you that in Scripture in just a moment. And I want to make sure this morning, as a pastor of this church, that you're not running on a profession that some preacher told you that you're okay and heaven's going to be your home. Preacher, how do you know you're saved? By the marvelous work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How that I was filthy, going straight to a devil's hell, and He reached down and washed me, regenerated me, made me new. Yes, saved me. Saved me. I know. You know if you're saved. But up to that moment, if you'd asked me, do you believe in God? I told you, yes, I believe in God. And I did believe in God. I believed in Him. believe there's a heaven? I told you, yes, I believe there's a heaven. Do you believe there's a hell? I told you, yes, I believe there's a hell. But that didn't make me saved. What made me saved that day in my life when the Spirit of God came down, convicted me of my sins. I got an old-timey altar and I asked Jesus to come into my life and to save me, cleanse me, and make me new. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. When I got up from there, people said, oh, you didn't get saved. You just rededicated your life. You don't know what I've done. I know. You couldn't rededicate something that was dead. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. Ephesians 2, I was dead. He says this in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, written in red. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord. You're trying to confuse us this morning, preacher. Oh, I ain't trying to confuse you. I'm just trying to make sure you know it correctly. I'm not trying to confuse nobody. Just know it correctly. This morning, if you're living like the devil, what makes you think you're going to heaven? If you live with him all week long, shack with him all week long, what makes you think you're going to heaven? If you elbow to elbow with Satan all week long, and then it's coming to church on Sunday, that ain't going to do you a bit of good. This morning, this has been on my heart all week long, and I don't know why he's pushed it on me. But he has mashed me since Thursday. And he says this, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, here's that profession that's false. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. The devil's got to flee at the name of Jesus. We all know that. And in thy name done many wonderful works. I've seen a lot of lost people do a lot of good. I had a man when we was building this church come to my house. My wife be my witness, lost. By his profession, lost, dying, going to hell, and unless he's got saved, he still is. Pulled up to my house, walked up to my front porch, tears flowing down his face, had a wad of cash in his hand. Had a wad of cash in his hand. I said, brother, can I pray with you? I don't want to talk. I said, well, brother, what can we do? He said, here, God told me to give you this, and he gave that wad of cash. He said, put it on that new church. And he turned around, I said, it ain't the cash that he wants. It ain't the cash that he wants. He wants your heart. It ain't the cash that he wants. It ain't your money. It's your heart that he wants. You can't buy your way out. You can't pay your way out. It's done been done on the cross of Calvary. It can't no other way. That man walks off my porch, gets back in his vehicle and drives off. It ain't your money that he wants. He wants you to know. I'm too scared to go to hell. And I'm too worried to go to heaven if I try to do it on my own power. But by the blood of Jesus Christ this morning, I can tell you that I'm born again and it's not false because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name has cast out devils. In thy name done many wonderful works. We've done all this for you. If it wasn't for me, people says the church wouldn't stand. Listen, everybody in this room, the church, if his church going to stand, the gates of hell cannot prevail. He just chooses to use you and I. Ain't that a blessing? Ain't that a blessing? Well, if I, let me go on. I told him I'd stay with the book. I ain't going to get over a meddling. I'm going to stay with it. And then will I. Boy, you don't want this. Listen to me. You don't want this. Boys, listen to me this morning. Listen to me. You don't want this. I don't care who's sitting beside you. They're not strong enough to hold you down. You don't want this. If anything in your life, you don't want this. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, sin. Ye that live it, wear it. Warren Wiersbe said, lasciviousness is nothing more than wanting it, wanting sin, wearing sin. And he said, when they love to watch it, they love to watch it. They can't get enough of it. If you're watching that porn on your phone, you're just right in act with it. If you're watching something on that phone that's not lined up with God, you're right there with it, wanting it, watching it, and wearing it all the days of your life.
So, preacher, how can I know if I'm on the wrong path this morning? How can I know if I'm on the false path? How can I know I've been taught falsely? How can I know this morning that my profession is false? He'll never tell you to get it right without giving you a plan or giving you an area in your life to find it out. If you'll turn with me this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter number 13 and verse number 5, Paul says this morning, if you want to know if you're in the body of Christ, if you want to know that you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, I went to an altar one day. There's been a lot of people went to the altar that's going to go straight to hell this morning because they only went to an altar. They didn't go to Jesus. I've prophesied in your name, put money in the plate, done all kinds of things, helped build the church. I don't get it. That don't cut it. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 13. Listen, I'm not mad at you this morning. I'm just concerned about it. Boy, I'd a lot rather preach something so simple. They just give you money. I won't never preach on money. I care less. I come in here broke and I'm going to leave broke. Amen. I got something laid up over yonder, boys. I'm telling y'all. It feeds my soul. Saturday night, I get so sick over a message. Thank God for that. Thank God for the concern for lost folks in the congregation that I pastor. 2 Corinthians 13, 5, how do I know if I got a false profession? Well, the preacher told me, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Preacher has no authority. You know what his job is? Preach thus saith the word of God. Don't preach it like a rifle. Preach it like a shotgun. Who gets it, gets it. Paul said, you want to know? Here you go. Examine yourself. This morning, if you're living like a lost man, just think about this phrase. If you're living like a lost man or a woman, evidently that individual, if they're living like it, you'll know them by their fruit. Examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. Examine yourself this morning whether you be in the faith. Beware this morning. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Went to your workplace tomorrow, and I walked in. I was looking for Brother David Barnes, and they said, who? I said, I'm looking for Brother David Barnes, deacon at the church. He goes to church. I'm using him because he won't mind. He goes to church? He's a deacon? Yeah, that's what I see on Sunday. I got a David Barnes here, but I don't know. And they go get him, and I say, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Number one, this morning I want you to examine yourself. Are you on the wrong path, the false path? Have you let a false prophet tell you that you're okay? Have you made a false profession? Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. And prove yourself. Paul said, not only do you examine, but you prove yourselves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. What is he talking about, preacher? Examine yourself. Prove yourself, because you know yourself if you're a child of God or not this morning. We come in and out every week, and there's people leaving this walk of life every day. And my number one concern is this, as the pastor of this church, is that you know that you have made a profession that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and that you know that you're not on the wrong path, but you're on the right path. And you're doing what God has called you to do. You say, preacher, I didn't like Matthew 7 written in red. This morning, if you're on the wrong path, get on the right path. You know what we do when they come up? Man comes up. We have broken lives, Brother Eric Cruth. He comes up. First question I ask him, do you know Jesus? Do you know if you died today where you'd spend eternity, either heaven or hell? And he tells me, he said, if he says I'll spend eternity in hell, I know I'm lost. I never try to go back to nothing in his life. That man knows in his own heart, in his own soul, and in his own mind what's going on the inside. You know, you can lie to a lot of people, but there's one person you can't lie to, and that's yourself. You can't lie to yourself. I've told this before, and I'll tell it again. I was at the jail one time preaching, and Brother Heath Butler may have been with me. I can't remember. We'd go a lot together. And there's this man in the back. He stood up, and he said, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. And he got a wave in his hand and went back out where he's at, and I said, okay, brother. Knelt down there. I said, do you know how? And we got to talking. Do you know where you spend eternity? He said, yeah, I know I'm lost. And I said, you're going to have to ask God to come into your heart. He said, Lord God, I want you to restore my family. I want you to help my kids. I want you to, Lord, just bless me. And he just kept on. And I had my hand on his back. And when he got done, I didn't, not of no other way, I just held my hand on his back. He looked at me. He said, what's wrong, preacher? I said, not one time did you repent. Not one time did you repent. Not one time did you admit that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Not one time did you ask Him to come into your life. Not one time. And by what you just audible out of your mouth, there's not been a change. That man about 6'7", started squalling, tears starts flitting forward. That does not mean he's saved. Not one tear coming down your face mean you got saved. That's an emotion. Them tears flowing down his face, at that moment, he got him a breath and he started praying. And he said, Lord God, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to forgive me, save me, cleanse me, make me new. I know I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. About halfway through that prayer, that man started praying like I'd never heard before in my life. And when he said amen, he jumped up from where he was at and he started screaming, I'm free! I'm free! I'm free! The sad note is there's a lot of people that's been to an altar and they walk out and they can never say they've been free. But the Bible says who the Son sets free. Father, I love you. Father, I've done your will. Father, I've not come to please the people. I've come to preach your word. There it is. Father, your will done. Father, your will done. Father, your will done. Not my will, but thy will. As Jesus screamed out, not my will, but thy will, Father. Lord, whoever a husband's sitting there this morning and they've got everybody food, everybody thinks they're saved, Lord God, whoever that is, give them the Holy Ghost burden, Father. Let the Holy Ghost burden them. If the Holy Ghost don't, they won't step out. Lord God, let the Holy Ghost burden them. Lord, that mama, that wife sitting there, it's got everybody food, Lord God. Lord God, eternity's coming and it's getting short. Lord God, let them step out. Lord, for that kid that's sitting there that's got everybody food. Lord, that we can't fool you. Lord, we can't fool you. You know all things. Lord, this morning, whoever's on the wrong path, I pray they get on the right path. And Father, whoever this morning that's been told something wrong, I pray they get it right. And Father, whoever this morning's made that wrong profession, but deep down in that heart, they know if they draw their last breath that hell would be their home. Father, I'd pray you'd put it on them this morning where they'd be able to walk. Lord, no matter what position they hold in the community, no matter what position they hold in the church, no matter what position they hold at their work, no matter what they do for a living, no matter, don't matter. The greatest need of the hour is that a man, woman, boy, or girl be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, whoever that is for this morning, I thank you that you burdened me since Thursday. I thank you for the Holy Ghost burden. And Lord, now your will be done in this place. Whoever needs to come to where you're at, they'll only be able to come by the Son Jesus. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all the saints said,